Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today on This Needs to Be Said. Our friend, attorney Peter Daigle, is here today to talk with us about probate. And we're going to get started with what is probate, right, Peter?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, good afternoon, Catherine. How are you?
I did it sooner than I normally do. I went from attorney Daigle to Peter right away. The audience should know by now. We're buddies.
I know, huh?
So, yes, we're going to get started with what is probate. So get us all into your world and what do we need to know about this? Get us set up. And by the way,
sure.
This is two parts, so get your pen and paper out. And if we don't get all your clarifications out today, we will do it in part two. All right, let's get going.
Okay, great. So what is probate? Well, basically, as we know, everybody dies at some point, right? There's no way around
mm-hmm.
it. And the question is, what happens to your assets, okay, and your wishes? And
mm-hmm.
so if you planned ahead, you've got a will, okay? And
mm-hmm.
But a lot of people keep saying, well, one of these days I'll do the will, and, they never do it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get really sick and pass away, and everybody's scrambling around at the last second saying, where's the will?
And there isn't.
And so
mm-hmm.
there isn't one, okay? So basically probate's divided into two types of cases, one with a will and one without a will. So if there's a will, it has to be done properly, meaning with two witnesses, notarized, whatever the state requirement is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to be done properly. So assuming it's done properly, then what probate is to divide up the estate according to the wishes of the deceased. Okay? So
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
fairly simple. You follow along the menu. I give this to that, this person, that to this person, and all along the line. And it's fairly easy to administer. Now, if there is no will, then it's what you may have heard the term, someone died intestate. So what it means intestate is they died without a will. And at that point, it depends upon the state and how it works. But in Massachusetts, the spouse gets half plus $150,000. Okay, so this can cause troubles if it's a second marriage and, they're estranged and whatever. So
mm-hmm.
essentially, the spouse has a lot of rights, at least in Massachusetts anyway, to recover from the estate. So,
mm-hmm.
And when the estate gets, when the spouse gets half, the children of the deceased would get the other half. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so that's how that would work. Now, obviously it comes into problems where, children that were born out of wedlock or estranged children or
mm-hmm.
Children that have passed away or whatever, and so you would have to, an attorney would try to unpack all those issues. But basically, there are laws that are on the books that decide how it works. So it's not something that is discretionary. Okay, at the point where there's
mm-hmm.
no will, you follow along with what the law says how it works. Okay.
Okay. So I want to ask a question real quick.
Yeah, please, go ahead. Yeah,
right
ahead.
In this area, because in my head I already know the answer, because we watch the celebrities die without having a will. So it's not a poor person's thing. So if somebody's thinking, I don't have enough money and I shouldn't
exactly.
do a will or I won't cause my family to go into any concern about probate because I don't have anything.
Right.
So just because you think you don't have anything, listen to Peter, but also I wanted to ask you specifically, why is it that celebrities or rich people that we've read about in the news die without having this taken care of? So even if you're not going to get to it now, I do definitely want to hear it before we hang up.
That's a great question, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I think people think they're never going to die, right? I mean, they just
think, right?
Which is ridiculous because we all go. But I think at some point, they say, well, I'm going to get to it tomorrow. And, I have to decide here. I have to change my mind. And so what happens is
mm-hmm.
it never gets done. It never gets done. So I guess that's a question for a psychologist, right?
It's not even, because it's not about money and it's not about access. you know, that
right.
you can, if I think I need an attorney. Okay, I have money to get an attorney. I think, like, it's not even that. So that is
right,
that is
right,
something
exactly.
Peculiar.
Right?
That is peculiar.
I know, right? So, yeah, that is interesting. So I guess I would say that, you know, I mean, you got to think ahead, obviously. I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but it's the same thing. Going to the gym or going to, you know, going to eating healthy. I mean, right? You got to settle your,
yeah.
take care of your affairs. But, you know, people don't. So anyway, when
mm-hmm.
someone dies intestate, there's got to be one person that's got to step up and say, hey, listen, I'm going to be the administrator. It
mm-hmm.
used to be called, in some states, they call it executor, executrix.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And in other states, it's personal representative or administrator. And so somebody needs to step up and administer the estate. And it's usually a person that would take anyway, whether it be a spouse or if they're you know, healthy, or whether or not it be a child or somebody. And that person then is appointed to settle the estate, and they report to the court, you know, to make sure that the everything is filed properly, and then the accounts are divvied up. And then they would pay the bills of the, you know, of the person that passed away, pay the credit card bills and pay
mm-hmm.
you know, the real estate taxes on the house. And then whatever's left over, they divide it up under the laws, either under the will, again, or under the laws of the of whatever state
mm-hmm.
that they're in, okay? And they're
okay.
entitled to a fee for that also, okay?
Okay.
So that's sort of the overview of it. And, again, we can have more further talks on specifics, but let's maybe we'll just keep to a general sense today. But so, again, any what questions do you have about probate and how it works and what do you do? And is there anything you want to ask about
it? I do. What's the word that you were saying? It sounds like you said a test.
Intestacies. Okay. And so intestacies means that it's I-N-T-E-N-T-E-N-T-Y, intestacy. That is means you die without a will, intestate.
Okay.
And it's a legal term.
Okay.
And we don't need to know it, I guess, for today. It's not on the quiz. But if you want to call it, you die without a will. You die without a will.
I don't want to get that wrong. So dying without a will and having
without
a will.
A
so
will.
I think how – well, it may seem like a silly question to you, but I want to ask for the sake of myself and the audience.
Yeah, please.
What are the pros and cons other than this is going to be handled by the state laws, which sounds organized as best as it can
yep.
be if you didn't make a choice, at, or
right.
you decided to take it into your own hands and you set up a will and you have this, you know, ready when you pass away. What do you
right.
think that people, how important is this? Because if it's, you know, kind of going to be taken care of by, you know, whatever state I'm in, whether it's, you know, perfect or not, do I really have to care about it?
So we're really, Matt, we're really comes into play is second marriages and blended families, okay, where there's, you know, there's a wife, there's an ex-wife, there's children from a former marriage, there's children from this marriage, and it really gets confusing, okay? And what happens is that, especially if the second marriage is not working out and, you know, and they're estranged and all of a sudden then, you know, maybe the person passed away wanted the children to get the estate versus the, you know, the estranged spouse, you know? So there's all these family issues that can come up as a result of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it really causes trouble if you don't have it figured out. And sometimes it's a moving, it's something that's constantly changing too, you know? Now, if you do get divorced along the line, then even though there may have been provisions in your will for your wife, once you divorced, it terminates the inheritance. So you don't have to worry
wow.
about changing your will if you get divorced. It doesn't as a matter of law. But if you're estranged from your spouse, that's the
mm-hmm.
problem. That's usually where it gets to be trouble, you know?
Yeah, cause I can definitely see that. And it, I think that in any area of our life, it's better to be as organized as possible. And this is what I mean, because in my world, I say live the life that you want to live, which takes some
right,
effort.
Right,
you have
know,
to carve it out. You got to clear some stuff away. And that could be
exactly.
a mindset or not knowing.
Mm.
So definitely want to open people's mind in this conversation because, yes, we get married. We're in relationships. We have children. And we just go on about ourselves. And we think one day we'll get to it, and when they may not happen. Or you may think, oh, I don't have anything anybody wants, but you have never, you know, been the dead person and people fighting over a pair of shoes, you know? So we don't know what's going to happen. What I like to tell people, and especially because I didn't even know we were going, I didn't know what you were going to say before you said it, but it lets me, it brings up a thought for me to share with the audience. Send your loved ones a message that you love them so much that you didn't want them to have to worry and grieve at the same time. So help organize it. Talk with your family about it. Include them in this conversation. It doesn't have to be secret and everyone's surprised when you pass away. They have an expectation. And so I think that investment in your family tells them so much that you love them. So I wanted to add that.
That's well said.
Thank you. Thank you.
Really.
So what you're sharing with us, I've written myself some notes per your state laws, wherever you live. See what it says about probate. Now, it doesn't sound like it's a terrible thing, but at least you know what to expect, because if you know what your state is going to do, if you don't do nothing, that's a plan B. That's, hey, family, I didn't get around to it, so pay attention to these laws by the state or something. But don't take my word for it. I'm not the attorney. I want to inspire you and encourage you to create your best life. But if you want to talk about legal matters, Attorney Daigle is exactly who you need to contact, and he's going to give all that information before we go. But I want to say thank you, Peter, because I'm like, man, this is stuff you just don't even think about. You just don't think about it. But then facing death is another reason. I don't want to think about I'm going to die one day. So we have to come to grips with that. One day we will. Just be prepared. Be prepared. That's my little piece of advice.
It's wonderful. You are. See, we do good work here. I give you the law.
We do good work together. Yes, we do.
Right? You bring a common sense approach, and I tell you what the law is. But at the end of the day, we make people, think, right? Our job is to inspire thought and action, right? And so if we plant the seed, you know, possibly somebody's listening and say, geez, you know, I got to get going on that, you know? And that's good work, you know?
Absolutely. Well, as we always do, when we wrap up, let the people know, outside of this needs to be said, how to get in touch with you and how to ask their own question, because this has to raise some questions. It has to.
Yeah, sure it does. Well, thank you. Well, Catherine, they can reach me, as always, at my office at 508-771-7444, or they can reach me online at daiglelawoffice.com, D-A-I-G-L-E, lawoffice.com. They can Google me, and they can contact me through the website.
Fantastic. And make sure you pick up a copy of Peter's free book off his site. Put your information in there. Get connected with him. I enjoy our conversations every month when we have the chance to do them. So thank you again, Peter, for taking the time out, stopping by. This needs to be said, and getting our worlds, you know, expanded so we can do better.
Fantastic.
Until next time, have a super day. Yes, have a super day.
Catherine. Okay, bye-bye.